Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Eaton, and I'm from Nottingham, New Hampshire, and proud to say I was born and raised in the state of New Hampshire. And I represent the IBEW Local 104 based in Barrington, New Hampshire. I'm here to testify in opposition of Bill 580. The effect of House Bill 580 is very straightforward. It will stop investment of our state and kill jobs for the people I represent. Through passage of laws, policies, and plans, New Hampshire has set a very clear path on where it wants the state to go in terms of energy development. The legislature, as well as others, have told us that we should focus on energy and resources and developing clean sources of energy. The IBEW has done that. We have worked with project developers to bring clean energy projects forward. We have invested resources to train our members in new technologies in clean energy construction. However, now that the path has been set, people are investing and workers have the opportunity in front of them. House Bill 580 seeks to bring all that activity to a halt, and no other purposes to target projects that a few people in the state do not like. I would ask the legislature to consider the message when passing bill would send to workers. Foremost, it tells workers that New Hampshire's elected officials can't be trusted. At the time when they are promising to work towards greater job creation, they are actually pursuing policy that kills jobs. Finally, it tells us that New Hampshire and many of you have made a mistake when it passed laws to encourage investment in clean energy. I hope this is not the case, but this is a message you will be sending to us by passing House Bill 580. Again, New Hampshire has a good process for considering these types of energy projects. The Site Evaluation Committee did not make a mistake that warrants a law stopping them from doing their job. In fact, the actions are exactly what the state should seek in the permitting process, a fair and balanced process where all views are considered. No business is trying to push through projects that skirt the law of the SEC process. In fact, the purpose of House Bill 580 is just the opposite. The purpose of the bill is to prevent legitimate business from the following law. In our society, that is wrong, and for that reason, I encourage you to oppose House Bill 580.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee? Thank you.